Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how to get the fitness mindset, which is the key to fitness success and losing weight. My guest today has an innovative style as a personal trainer and motivator, which inspires others to lead healthy lifestyles. She uses her passion as motivation to help others accomplish their fitness goals and maintain a positive self-image. We are so very fortunate to have on the phone today certified personal trainer, Ms. Carol J. Dunlop. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you
today?
Great
introduction. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Absolutely incredible. Thank you. Are you ready to talk about the right mindset for fitness success?
I am ready to talk about it.
Let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
How can having a fitness mindset help someone lose weight?
Well, it all comes about when you find something that you can look forward to, and losing weight is something to look forward to. Now, having that fitness mindset and really focusing your mind on, I've got to lose this weight, I've got to get in shape, or you may want to put on muscle. So either lose weight, put on muscle. It just helps you if you are totally focusing on that and that alone. And that focus will help you get through all those days when you don't want to go to the gym, when you don't want to eat that food that you've already prepared, or you don't want to do that workout video. It just helps you get through that. So if your mindset is set on, okay, I've got to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it to the end, then that is what we call the fitness mindset.
Well, Carol, tell our listeners, what is the fitness mindset in a nutshell?
Okay, in a nutshell, it's saying to yourself and to the world that I'm going to get fit no matter what it takes, no matter what, period. You have to have yourself totally focused on what you're about to do, because there will be bumps in the road, and bumps in the road could be the equipment doesn't work, the gym closed earlier than it's supposed to, maybe your spouse or friend doesn't want to go with you to the gym or doesn't want to help you, or maybe the lunch that you planned to eat that was so healthy just got eaten by somebody else, or you can't even, or you forgot to even eat it at all. So it just, in a nutshell, it means that you're going to do whatever you have to do to get through this. And this could mean that you need to set things up in the background. Say, for instance, you need to put your clothes out at night because you know in the morning you're not going to have time to pick out your clothes that you're going to work out in. It also means that you're going to have to make a decision of where you're going to work out at, when you're going to work out, what you're going to eat, and who is going to be on this journey with you to help you. Now, it could be somebody that's in your immediate family. It could be an online buddy. It could be a Facebook friend. But you have to put all these things in place so that you keep that fitness mindset going, because without it, you will really just kind of burn out and fail and not continue on it, and then you'll start it over again, then you'll do the same thing and start over, kind of yo-yoing back and forth and never reach that goal.
Sounds to me like the fitness mindset has a relative by the name of the successful mindset.
Exactly. Right. You are exactly correct there.
Well, what is the connection between what you think about fitness and what you think about yourself?
Well, that's a great question. And most of the time, what people think about fitness, how do you get fit? Usually when you tell somebody, I'm getting ready to get fit and get in shape, they usually bring up this whole thing in their brain that says, oh, my gosh, that means I have to sweat for 20 hours a week. I've got to trudge myself to the gym. I have to eat rabbit food. You know, we need to break that and turn it into something that we feel good about. And usually how that relates to what you think about yourself. Do you really think that you can do this? Most of the time when people get on some type of journey, when they're going on, I call it the weight loss journey or the fitness journey, they usually have these things in mind that, you know, like I said, I've got to go to the gym 5-6 times a week. I've got to do all this stuff. I just can't possibly do it. Does your brain even think about that? Does your brain even think, well, I can do this? You have to put it in your brain that you can do it and you will do it. And you do that by setting these smaller goals, setting the big goal, which is, let's say, for instance, you don't work out at all right now. You don't do anything. So in order to get into the fitness mindset, you've got to figure out that I do have to work out. And in order to stay fit, I have to keep working out. It's not just something that I'm going to be able to do today and then not do it tomorrow. I've got to do it continually. I've got to make it as part of my lifestyle. So if you think that this is something, let's say you join a gym, you sit down with a trainer or the gym person, they say, well, you got to come in 5 days a week, you got to do, you know, 2 hours a day of training, and you think in yourself, oh, God, I'll never do that. Well, you just defeated yourself right then because you won't do it anyway. You're not even going to make the first. You may come for a month or a couple of weeks, but then after that you'll be like, oh, God, it's just too hard. So you have to think within your mind, I can do this, I will do this, and I will get to the end, and I'll be okay doing it. And if you fall short one day or a couple of days and you're like, well, that's okay because I'll get back up and I'll do this because that end goal, that thing that keeps you going to the end says that you will not let yourself down. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about goal setting.
Okay.
How can goal setting contribute to fitness failure?
Oh, I love that question. Thank you so much for asking that. Now, you wouldn't really think that goal setting would contribute to failure because you're like, well, don't I need to set a goal? Don't I need to have something in mind? Well, yes and no. The thing that happens is people set these goals that are just unobtainable. You know, they could never reach them. Say, for instance, you have to lose 50 pounds. Well, if you've talked to anybody in the fitness industry, weight loss industry or whatever, they're going to tell you that a healthy goal to go for is to lose weight up to 2 pounds a week. No more than that. That's going to be a healthy weight, you know, weight of losing the weight every week, 2 pounds a week. So if you've got to lose 50 pounds, so 2 pounds a week, those are 50, so that's about like 24 weeks. It's about 6 months it's going to take you, realistically. If you set your goal up to say that I've got to lose this 50 pounds in 2 months, well, you're already setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see how that works? You've got to have the right goal in place. You've got to know what it is that you're trying to do, and you've got to know how you're going to get there. Otherwise, setting these goals won't do you any good. And another thing, you can't just set a I need to lose weight goal. So everybody needs to lose weight in one way or another. I mean, I need to lose weight. I could stand right now and lose about 5 pounds, and I'd feel just perfect, so we say in our brain. But you have to figure out what is the real goal. Can I really do this? And if I can really do this, how will I do that? That's how you break all these things down. Because if you don't do that, what happens is, like I say, you set yourself up for failure. You don't reach the goal. You get depressed. You stop doing anything. You put on more weight. You get even more depressed. And then you kind of start the cycle all over again. And then some people even turn themselves off from even listening to anything else about fitness, or I don't want to hear that, or, you know, I tried that 20 years ago. That stuff didn't work. I don't want to, you know, so you have to kind of get your brain out of that. So that's how goals can just, you know, kind of turn against you. So let me show you a way that you can do a good goal. Let's say, for instance, we've got that 50 pounds again. We know it's going to take you about 6 months to do it. So you've got a six-month time frame to work with. So within that 6 months, what are you going to do to lose this weight or to get yourself fit? You've got to go to the gym. Well, how many days a week can you actually really make it to the gym without any problems? You can say two. Okay, 2 times I can go. Start off with that, and the more you start doing it, the better you'll feel. Let's say you can't even make it to the gym at all. Let's say you're like, I hate the gym. I don't want to go. It's too far. Whatever your reason is, I can do it at home. Okay, well, it can't be just I'm going to work out at home and lose weight. You've got to break that whole thing down and say, when I'm at home, I'm going to get up at about 1 hour earlier than I usually do, and I'm going to go downstairs and go to, if you have Comcast, you can do on-demand fitness, or you can go out and buy you some videotapes, or you can log onto my site. I have videos up there that are free, 30-minute videos that you can watch and follow along right then. But it's got to be a definite plan of action. Otherwise, you're just going to be kind of stuck in the mud, going over and over again like a little rat in that wheel.
Hey, Carol, let me ask you a question while we have you on the line.
Uh-huh.
Tell our listeners out there, what are your best two or three, what are the best two or three things you could do on a daily basis to help you lose that 2 pounds a month? Oh, I'm sorry, 2 pounds a week.
Okay, the number one thing that you can do is just start moving. And by moving, I mean you either need to get a good walking program together. You know, just put one foot in front of the other and start walking. If for some reason you cannot walk every day or you can't make it to the gym to get on the treadmill or the bike or something like that, then, like I said before, you can just stand and really walk in place. You can walk in place because you're still, the whole thing is about getting your heart rate up, getting your blood circulating, getting that oxygen, the fresh oxygen circulating through your body. So that's one thing. You need to start moving. Figure out how you can move for, they say, you know, if you can just start for 10 minutes, yeah, 10 minutes is like baby steps. That's like when you're first born, do that. But let's move on up. We need to really be doing 20 to 30 minutes of some kind of cardio exercise at least 3 times a week for maintenance and 5 times a week for weight loss. So that's one thing you can move. The second thing you need to do is to start eating something. Put something in your mouth every 3 to 4 hours. Now, there are plenty of diet plans you can go on. There are plenty of things you can use. There's, you know, just an array of, I don't want to say just diets, but eating plans that are out there. But if you don't, sometimes that's just too overwhelming. Just try to eat something every 3 to 4 hours. I promise you, you will feel better. Your brain will start to function better, and you'll be more conscious about what you're eating, and you'll actually start to get hungry and want food. So then you'll be able to kind of, you know, get yourself in check after that. And the third thing I would have to say every day to try to lose this weight is to be present in your own life. I talk with a lot of clients, especially women, who are not present in their own life. They go through and they say, you know, I'm hungry, so I just eat whatever's there. Or, you know, I didn't work out today, just time just got away. So, you know, that really can't happen if you really want to take control of yourself, get your fitness mindset, get it going, for one thing. You've got to be present. You have to know what you're doing from hour to hour, minute to minute, moment to moment. What are you scheduling? What is your day like? Don't let time get away from you. You control time. Everybody gets that same 24 hours. So within that 24 hours, find time that you can move around for about 30 minutes. Take some time to kind of look at what you're eating and just be aware of it. And that will help you tremendously to get things on track.
Well, Carol, sounds like you kind of answered my final question. And what advice would you give people who are constantly struggling with their weight? Is there anything else you'd like to add before we bring this interview to a close?
Yes, I would definitely like to say the one main thing that you can do is stop stressing about it. The stress brings on your body kind of holding on to the weight that you have, and then it makes you want to eat more in the process. You want to eat more. You want to eat those comfort foods. So stop stressing about it and realize that you can do this and you will do this, and look at yourself. You know, you have to use some envisioning tactics and see yourself at the end of this journey. Look, you know, think about how much better you're going to feel. Think about how much better you're going to look. And that in itself, those visualization techniques will help you on the road to getting yourself straightened out and stop stressing so much about your weight, because it's really, what I found is it's really not about your weight. It's about all the other things in your life that kind of go on and then cause you to put the weight on. So if we stop stressing about the weight, that's one thing we don't have to worry about, starting living healthier lives. Then you'll feel better in the end, and you'll look better.
And finally, Carol, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Oh, great. I'd love to. You can reach me on my website at www.optimumbodysculpting.com. Go up to the site. That has everything there. It'll link you to my Blog Talk radio show, which comes on every Tuesday at 1, or you can get plenty of free things. I've got free things galore up there for you. You can sign up for my newsletter. It comes out every week. I'd love to keep in contact with your listeners, and you can send me questions, and I will answer them to the best of my ability anytime. I don't mind at all.
Well, Ms. Carol Dunlop, certified personal trainer, thanks for speaking with us today about the fitness mindset.
Well, thank you for having me on. I've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. Carol Dunlop. To listen to even more People You'll Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guests, visit her website at OptimumBodySculpting.com. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.